So I guess in theory, this I tried to change the title from Yosef Chabur, so it wouldn't be exactly the same, and I called it Shitas Rashi, the Yerusha Sayavam, but it's called Yerusha Sayavam Part 2, whatever.
Nigla.
Okay? Nigla. Nigla, right, the Nigla Chelik of Yerusha Sayavam. So the Gemara on Daf Kafdalid, which Yosef mentioned in Chabura, has two drashos, both that the Pasuk Vayah HaBachor Asher Tileid, Yaakov Hashim Achiv is L'Nachala, so we know that the Yavam gets Nachala, and secondly, the Gemara says that the reason why he uses Lashon of Bechor, Mikan Shemitzah B'Gadol Yavim. And the Gemara goes through a series of different possibilities why specifically the word Bechor is used, and then the Gemara concludes, Vel Bechor Dekayir Achmana L'may Hilpata L'Greyusa. It's the reason why the Gemara uses the Torah uses the Lashon of Bechor is to detract something from the status of the Bechor. Namely, Ma Bechor Eino Notel Baroi Kivimuchsak, Afhai Eino Notel Baroi Kivimuchsak. So the Yavam is compared to a Bechor. Just like a Bechor gets Muchsak and not Roi, so too the Yavam gets Muchsak and not Roi. So the big machlokes we've shown him as to how to interpret this clause, this concept that the Yavam gets Muchsak below Baroi. Yosef touched on it in his chabur last 2 weeks ago, but hopefully we'll elaborate more on the yisod. So Rashi on the daf says, so he says b'chor ino notel, this is the top of chafdal and beiz. Rashi says b'chor ino notel chelik b'chora b'nachal haruya lava lahem acham misus avihen elam asher muchzak v'yad avihen b'yomoso. That's it. B'chor sheyim atelo. So it says the b'chor only gets that which is muchzak. Af yavam anotel pishnayim b'nechzei aviv chelko v'chelik achiv shemeis. So Rashi tells us something that I probably would not have thought Mipshuto from the Gemara, that if the Yavam were to have if the Ach Hames, whose wife is being Nisyavma, if the Ach Hames were to have died before the father died, so then subsequently when the father dies, the Yavam gets two Chalakim in the Yerusha of the father, both his Chalak and the Chalak of the Ach Hames. And another prat within that Yerusha is that the chelik of the Ach Hames will only be yorish that which is muchzak to the father, not that which is roi to the father. And Rashi al Torah, when he translates the word Yaakov Malshim Achiv Hames, which Argamar says Lenachala, Rashi points out that Yaakov Malshim Achiv Hames means that he gets two chalakim in the Yerusha of the father if the Ach Hames predeceased the Av. And that's Shitas Rashi. So the Ramban, the Rashi, Ritva, all the Rishonim asked on Rashi from a Gemara on Daf Mem. The Gemara, Yosef mentioned this in the Chavur also, the Mishnah really has a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim as to who is Yorish, the Ach Hames, if the Av is still alive at the Shas Misas Ha'ach. If the Av is still alive, so the Chachamim say that if there's Yibum, the Yavam is Yorish, the Ach Hames, but if there's Chalitza, then all the Achim are Yorish. Then the Av would be Yorish, and that's the Shita of the Chachamim. And Rabbi Huda holds, no, Bekach or Bekach, irrespective of whether you did Yibum or whether you did Chalitza, if the Av is still alive, the Av will get the Nechasim of the Ach Hames, even if there was Yibum. So the Gemara says, my time is Rabbi Huda. The Gemara analyzes the Shita of Rabbi Huda. The Gemara says, Dichsiv, Ayah, Bechor, Asher, Tevei, Kebechor. The Gemara says that the Yavam is compared to a Bechor. Ma Bechor ein lo v'chai ha'av, av hainami ein lo v'chai ha'av. So as long as the father is still alive, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Yavam cannot get any share in the Nachala. So the Gemara says, Ima Bechor notel pishnayim la'achar misas ha'av, av hai notel pishnayim la'achar misas ha'av. So the Gemara seems to raise the exact issue that Rashi suggested, that the Yavam should get two chalakim in the Yerusha of the Av, if the Av predeceased the Av. So the Gemara says, Midi Yaakov Malshim Aviv Ksiv, Yaakov Malshim Achim Ksiv, V'lo Malshim Aviv. So the Gemara concludes that no, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, Yaakov Malshim Aviv, which tells me that the, and not Malshim, Yaakov Malshim Achim, not Yaakov Malshim Aviv, which tells me that the Yavam will not get Tishnayim in the Yerusha, in the Nechasin of the Av. So all the Rishonim say, Mid the Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is discussing Rabbi Yehuda, but Mid the Rabbi Yehuda, Nishma le Rabbana. There seems to be a drasha of some sort that tells me that the Yavam does not get Pishnayim in the Nechasim of the Yav. So is the Kasha and Rashi. Rashi said that the whole limitation of the Muchzak v'lo b'roi is when the Yavam is getting Pishnayim from the Nechasim of the Yav. But the Gemara seems to have a drasha that says that the oven does not get pishanai from the nechasim of the oven. So we'll try to answer for Rashi at great length later on in the Chabura, but just for now, so the based on this Gemara and maybe perhaps on other factors also, the Rishonim reject Shita's Rashi and they accept the Shita of the Bahag and the Shita of Rabbeinu Chanano and the Rabban Rashi Ritzvah, they all accept this Shita as well, that when the Gemara says that the Yavam is Yorish from Mukhlak Vavalova Roi, it's referring to the Nechasim that the Yavam is getting from the Achameis. Whatever he gets from the Achameis will be, he'll get the Mukhlak, but he won't get that which was Roi to the Achameis. So one ramification of that will be that these Rishonim will all argue on Rashi's understanding of the Yavam getting Pishnayim, because the Pishnayim from the Av is Roi to the Achameis. So since the Yavam gets that which is Mukhtar to the Achameis, and that not that which is Roi to the Achameis, so really there won't even be a Pishnayim from the Av at all. And then that's it fits with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that there won't be Pishnayim from the Av. Okay, so that's the machlokas, the basic machlokas between Rashi and the Bahag and the other Rishonim. So what's the yisod of the machlokas? What are they arguing about? So we don't have to go any further than the Rishonim themselves, who tried to give the Or Zeruah, which is on the sheet I handed out, tries to give a hezbo in this machlokas. So he starts out by quoting his Rebbe, Reb Simcha Bar Shmuel, who was asked this exact case. The case was, there was a maisa for Reb Simcha Bar Shmuel, Ala Yavam Sheive Meshus Achiv HaBachor Shemeit Bechai Yaviyam. So Yavam did Yibam while the father was still alive. Ula Achaz Man Meit Yaviyam. So then subsequently the father died. Exactly the case that Rashi and the Shari Shonim argue on. Uvo HaAchim Lachalok. So the brothers came because they wanted to get the Nechasim of the Av. The Tava HaYavam Chelek Achiv HaMeit Sheive Mitzishto. He says, well, I did Yibam, so therefore I deserve two Chalakim. Basically, the Yavam comes and says, Kimli like Rashi. They say, no, you only get that which is mukhsak to the Achameis. You don't get that which is roi to the Achameis. The nechasim of the Av are roi, and therefore you don't get any halakim, any nechasim, any neches from the Av. So the Or Zeruah says, it quotes his Rebbe, but pishita tish b'chor the nachla, mashma to have him mukhsak b'nechsei ha'av. He says that no, the Yavam should be considered as being mukhsak in the nechasim of the Av. He says explicitly that the reason why the Yavam should get two chalakim from the Av is because he's coming mikoach the Achameis. He's taking the place of the Achameis. He's omid bimkomo. And if you see later,
kind of cool, the whole thing Yibim is like that. But the Achameis and he is a continuation. We got to all Amishurim Amishurim.
Right, exactly. So the point
follows,
is,
follows
right. So the Or Zeruah is saying that has an impact on the nature of the nechasim also. It's not that if there's an inheritance like any other inheritance. It's taking over his identity of the Achameis, and through that, he takes over his nechasim. So therefore, anything that was coming to him, anything that's coming to the Achameis, will be coming to the Yavam as well, because the Yavam is just taking the place of the Achameis. And this lashon appears in other Rishonim also. Probably the earliest sources of Rabbeinu Gershom I have put down later on says he's discussing the sugya in Bechoros, which is really where the Or Zeruah was coming from. We're not going to discuss it, but then he says of a ma'afa shekam to yibeim nistalik minu din bechor v'kai b'makom achiv shemes. He takes the place. He stands in the place of achiv shemes. V'shakel pishnayim b'shevach debein yibum lechaluka shakel chelak shalatam chelak shemes. Without getting into the details, he says that he gets pishnayim the yavam. Get Pishnayim because he's taking the place of the Achameis. He's standing in his place to be Shokel. So there's no limitations of Mukhtak Veloba Roi because you're taking over his identity. Whatever he would have gotten, the Yavam gets as well. The limitations of Mukhtak Veloba Roi come later on when the Av dies subsequently and then there's a real Yerusha. So there it'll be Mukhtak Veloba Roi. That's what the Or Zeruah says. And then he continues, the Rat Mashachosh of Roi, the Gabi Achiv Hameis. Which back in the Or Zeruah, that which is roi lagabi the ach chashim nami es lo roi, meaning only that would have been roi had the ach hameis been yorish, is considered roi for him also. Could go nichsei the abba kedamar hasam, avon nichsei avi hameis avi hayavam havi moksak. And now he explains what the contrast was. The other shita would have been where it says in bold, v'lo chashvina liyavam ki'ilu hu ben hameis So he says the alternative would be, which seems to be the interpretation of the Bahag, and then you see in the last paragraph here, he says, he quotes the Bahag, he says, Ava ma'achar she'alachas gadoz tirshu, d'nefse ha'av ha'yu ha'vi ro'i li'yavam, v'asdo so ki'ilu hu b'no she'alachiv ha'meis. So, the Orzeru says in a couple of places, that the way, that according to the Bahag, according to the other Rishonim, we view the Yavam as being the son of the Ach ha'meis. So Memela is coming ki'ilu through the normal channels of, to a certain extent, well, we try to imagine a little more, but coming to a certain extent through the normal channels of Yerusha, and therefore there's going to be limitations of the Mukhlak for Loba Rawi. So therefore, if something was only Rawi to his brother, since he's you, the son of the brother, therefore he's only going to get that which is Mukhlak to the brother, and now which is Rawi to the brother, he's acting like a Bechor, even in the first Yerusha from the Achameis, as opposed to Rashi, I mean, the Orzer doesn't quote Rashi, but this other Mahalas, where he would get Pishnayim, where the Yavam is Ki'ilu taking over for the Achamim. So that's the basic machlokas between the Or Zeruah. It's just interesting, I won't read it inside, but the Or Zeruah actually, when he's explaining that first Shita, that really it's Ki'ilu he's taking over the identity of the Achamim, he has a couple of Gemaras that sound like there's actually something called Yerusha of the Yavam. And he says, no, those Gemaras don't really mean Yerusha. Yerusha is just a description of the Nechasim of the Achamim. But it's not even called Yerusha, it's just taking over his identity, and therefore everything that, even that which is rowing to the Achamis, the Yavam is going to get it as well. Okay. Just more of a side point, the Truth Maimony, when he, also, he has similar formulations, so when he's discussing this Shita, that the Shita of Rashi, that the Yavam is going to get Pishnayim from the Av, so he says, what was Rashi's motivation? Why did Rashi think to interpret and based on the different interpretations of the Gemara? What was Rashi's motivation? So he says that Rashi thought, in Mikro Yotzim De Pshuto, the Yavam is called a Bechor, so there must be some case which he's acting like a Bechor, meaning he looks like a Bechor, meaning he's getting Tishnayim. So it must be that he's going to get Tishnayim from the Av, because that's the only theory where such a thing would be possible. So Mimela, it must be that he's Yorish, even that which is Mukhsak to the, even that which is Rawi to the Achamis, to enable him to subsequently later on get Tishnayim from the Av. I was just wondering, I think that's what Rabbi Favarsky sort of poses this question also. I'm not sure that even Nafkamina, it's just an interesting way of thinking about the issue. What is the starting point for the Shita? Namely, is the starting point that we view the Yavam as taking the place of the Achamis? So Mela is going to come out that he's going to get Tishnayim from the Av because there's no limitations of the Mukhlak Velo Barawi, or is the starting point that we want him to get Tishnayim from the Av Hamis? That's the goal. That's because we know in Mikra Yosef Pshito he's going to get Tishnayim from the Av. So Mela must be that he gets even the Mukhlak Velo Barawi. Again, I'm not sure there's an Achamina, it's just an interesting way of two ways of getting to the same point, two different starting points. I think that the Lashon of the Truth with Magni points in the direction of saying that the starting point is the fact that he wanted to get Tishnayim from the Av. So Mela must be that he gets the Mukhsak below, and even Beratli from the Achamez. And or the Ruach doesn't mention this point. It sounds like the starting point is the fact that it's the Mukhsak below Beratli. I'm sorry, Beratli Uberatli because he's only Bimkomo. So Mela he's going to get Tishnayim even from the Av. Okay, so that's fine. So that's the, just to summarize. So it's Shitas Rashi that you do get Tishnayim from the Av, and that's where the rules of Mukhlak Velo Barawi apply. So all the Rishonim asked in Daf Mem, which seems to have a drasha of Tishnayim, that you don't get Tishnayim from the Av, and we saw the Hezbollah and Machlokas from the Or Zeruah, two different mouths, and whether you're Omid Bimkomo or whether you are actually being Yorish, or the other is actually being Yorish, the Achameis, it's Q B'no, that's the Lashon of the Or Zeruah, and that's why there are going to be limitations of the Mukhsak V'lo B'roi, even in stage one.
I didn't
include it on the sheet here. I didn't include it on the sheet, where he just explains what was Rashi's motivation. His Rashi's motivation was the fact that Ein Mikra Yosef De Pshuto, and he is a Bechor, therefore there must be some seer in which he is going to be Yoresh Tishnayim. So what's that seer? The seer must be that it's coming from the Av. So Mimele, what results would be that it's Yatsiri, he's going to get even Beroi, or he's only Bimkomo from the Bimkomo of the Achamis.
And it goes a little bit, but we're going to get to it.
Yeah.
In terms of the other roi of the mate.
Yeah. So I'm not going to discuss it. So I think you're asking within Rashi or within
Rashi.
Within Rashi. Yeah. So I think I mentioned to you that there are Ashkenazim who think that maybe Rashi, this is the only, meaning this is the only function for which he would be omid in common. Now for other things, I think Pashtus and Rashi is that the limitation of the Mukhtar Kaloba roi. I think Pashtus and Rashi is only later on when you're getting Pishnayim from the Av, but there's no limitation of the Mukhtar Kaloba roi at all. From the
it's not necessarily, but it could be probably on the here. Like here, I mean, if the motivation is just that, listen, the puzzle says the course, and you need to get Pishnayim, but the essence you really shouldn't, and a little bit where it's breaking the rules so he can get two, so then you might limit it only to Pishnayim.
This Nakuda.
The father, but you shouldn't get the Mises, Halvos, and what if you get Pishnayim, but
right.
If it's more just fundamental, you're only in Koma, and from Mela, you get everything, because it's not. You're him, so then you're
going to
get everything.
Right, that would be very good. I mean, the only reason why I'm not saying that is because when Rashi defines the term of the defines the case in the Gemara, he only defines it as from the Av. Later on, that's when you get the most of the Roi. Right. Yeah, I'm saying if Rashi meant that, right, that was just the only reason why my Nitya was. But right, that would be a good theoretical nafkamina between these two. Okay. So how do we explain Shita's Rashi? It seems to be Gemara Pasha and Shita's Rashi from Daf Mem, where it seems to be the Gemara seems to say that the Yavam would not get Pishnayim from the Av subsequently if the Av was still alive at the Shas Misa. So how do we explain Rashi? So I'm going to explain two to three Mahasam in Rashi. You could discuss whether the second and third Mahasam are how different, how the same, but.
He marries his Yabin, Yab's wife. The father's still alive.
Right.
And the Ach's wife dies.
Right.
So would you say that he would also get Pishnayim? Would anybody say that? I'm asking a question that never occurred to me. So if the Ach's wife dies, hey, he should get Pishnayim, and then he would have the. Well, you say no, once she was the Obama, he made it. So he became the Ach, and he made the Ach forever. You know, no matter what.
You get.
I'm just.
I mean, after he does Yibum? So
he did Yibum, then she died. Maybe it's a Pashi Pashi, I don't know.
Right, I would assume he was still Omid Ben Komo.
I mean, that would be, but it would be a very unusual Pashi.
He was already Omid Ben Komo, he would have the status. I think the Rishon discussed, even if he's Megarish her right away.
Mm-hmm.
So then he still would be.
Okay.
So then Al-Khara would be the same thing. Okay. So what's Chan Rashi? What's the right? So why does present two to three mahalach? Okay. So the first mahalach is the Or Zeru himself. Again, the Or Zeru doesn't mention Rashi by name, but he is presenting a similar opinion. So the Or Zeru also asks this question: how do you understand the Gemara in light of this opinion? He's not going to get Pishnayim. So I won't read the answer of the Or Zeru inside, but basically the Or Zeru says that really the given in the Gemara is that Bein L'Chacham and Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, the Yavam will get Tishnayim from the Yav. That wasn't really up for discussion because he's Omid Ben Kamo. So if he's Omid Ben Kamo, he will get Tishnayim from the Yav. So what's the din in the Gemara? He says the whole din in the Gemara is if the Av, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Av was Yorish first. Now, let's say there are some nechassim that are still be'en from the Yerusha of the Av, and then the Av dies. Can the Yavam now come and, in addition to his two chalakim, have sole rights to those nechassim of the Ach HaMeis that the Av was Yorish? Even though the Yav was already Yorish then, they don't become part of the Yerusha. Since he's only been Komo, maybe later on he would have rights to those nechassim independently. And that's the din of the Gemara. Now, the text we have in the Gemara does make it a little bit difficult to read this, because the Gemara says, Av Hai Notel Pishnayim La'achar Misa Ta'av. The suggestion is that you should be Notel Pishnayim La'achar Misa Ta'av. So if you learn, like all the other Rishonim in the Gemara, the Pishnayim is referring to two Chalakim from the Yav, so Lashon Pishnayim makes a lot of sense. If you learn, like the Or Zeru, it's much more difficult to understand what the Lashon of Pishnayim is. So the Zohar actually quotes a Yerushalmi. I have it bolded over there. It says, "Vizat Lashon HaYerushalmi." Yerushalmi has a little bit of a different Lashon of the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara. Yerushalmi is my time as Rabbi Yehuda. Vaya b'chor ma'kishud l'b'chor ma'b'chor einu yorish b'chai aviv avta einu yorish b'chai aviv. So that's basically the same as what we have. But then the Yerushalmi says, "I ma'b'chor yorish l'achar misas aviv af zeh yorish l'achar misas aviv." So the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, which the Or Zohar tries to read into the Bavli, says that maybe he should be Yorish la'achar mizas aviv. Yorish what? La'achar mizas aviv. So you could have said Yorish pishnayim la'achar mizas aviv, but the Or Zohar says no. Yorish that which the Av got, that which you missed out on because the Av was still alive, now you should be Yorish that from the father. And he reads that, the Or Zohar reads that into the Bavli. Yeah, it's a little bit difficult to read, but that's what he says. And then our Gemara continues that me the Yaakov al Shem Aviv Siv, Yaakov al Shem Aviv Siv. So what exactly does that mean? So the Or Zohar also quotes the Hemshech of the Yerushalmi, which is the rest of the bold. So the Gemara says, Amar Bizir Mina, Ma Bechor Lo Yarash B'Shah Shehu Roi Leiresh Shuv Eino Yoresh Avzeh Kevin Shlo Yarash B'Shah Shehu Roi Leiresh Shuv Eino Yoresh. So again, so if you're learning like the Or Zohar, so then the Yerushalmi works better. I mean, again, the Bavli is a little bit sussum, but the Yerushalmi works better because the Yerushalmi says that no, since you didn't get it before, you don't get it now. You missed out your chance. So again, if the Diyun is about something that you should have gotten before, so then it makes sense. And now the Gemara is answering, no, you should have gotten it before, but tough luck, the father got it. You missed out. Now you have no rights, you have no zechuyos to get these nechasim afterwards. So that's how that's, and so therefore that the Gemara concludes that no, you don't have any special rights now which the Av is yours from the Achamis. If you look at Rashi, so can this be, so again, if you learn like this, so then there's no kasha in Rashi at all, because the Diyun is not about the Tishnai, the Diyun is only about the nechasim that the Av was yours from the Achamis. So can this be what Rashi means? So the Yamshel Shlomo actually says he said that's Pshat in Rashi. He tries to read that into Rashi. Now there are two important Rashis here on this Gemara on Daf Mem. Let's start with the second one. Dear Master, Al Shem Achiv Ksiv. So Rashi says Al Shem Achiv Ksiv v'lo Al Shem Aviv Ksiv. V'chevan d'bishah shekam Al Shem Achiv lo shakel su lo shakel. D'i shakel hashta lo minichsei Achiv shakel elo minichsei Aviv d'hayar sinu. So Rashi actually sort of seems to have a similar lashon from the Yerushalmi, that kevan d'lo shakel su lo shakel, which is similar to what the Yerushalmi says. Ma b'chor lo yarash b'shav shiroi leirish shuv eino yarish. It's a similar lashon. So in that sense, it does sound like we are, because it says kevan d'lo shakel shem lachad lo shakel, sounds like we're referring to that neches that the av was shokel, he didn't get it. So su lo shakel, he doesn't get it now either. So that's how the Yom Shlomo reads Rashi. If you read the Amshecha Rashi, it says the ishakel hashta, meaning those nechasim, lo minichse achiv shakel, ella minichse aviv deha yashtinhu, because the av was yorish the achames. So it sounds like those nechasim that the av was yorish from the achames, if you were to get them now, you'd be getting them from the father. So I mean, that part of Rashi especially sounds like what the Yom Shlomo says. Now it's just parenthetically, again, I don't think this is relevant at all, but the brackets in the Rashi, if you look in the Maharshal, who's the author of the Yom Shlomo also, so he says Hachi Yartin, I mean, he adds in these words in brackets. So again, even without those words in brackets, you still could read Rashi this way. I think the words in brackets strengthen Rashi, which maybe the Maharshal is Shitasa, but again, I don't know what other Girsa he was working with when he added in these words, but I thought that was just an interesting side point. And the Maharshal also, when he's explaining the Gemara, quotes this Or Zarua as a possible Pshat in the Gemara, because again, because in Yom Shlomo, he thinks that's Pshat in Rashi. He actually quotes it from the Mordechai in Baal Basra. They had Kimat the same language as the Or Zarua appears in the Mordechai in Baal Basra. Okay, the I would say the biggest problem with reading Rashi this way is, well, it's already an issue we pointed out in the Gemara, that the Gemara says Pishnayim. So, I mean, again, the Or Zohar wasn't bothered by that. He was willing to read that into the Gemara, that Pishnayim means that which he's supposed to get as being a ben, and that which the Av got from the Achamis. That's the Pishnayim. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Av Hainami, the previous Rashi, Rashi says Av Hainami la'achar misus ha'av imeis ha'av la'achar yibum ha'shol zeh moda Rebbe Yehuda denotel zeh chelko v'chelek achiv. So again, Pashup Shat chelko v'chelek achiv. And I think Rashi and Chavdad is a similar lashon that's referring to two chalakim from the Av. The Maharsha says no. Chelato v'chelak achiv means his chelak as a ben from the av, and chelak achiv that which the av was yorish from the achames. So that's chelak achiv. Again, it's difficult to read into Rashi, but again, that would be one mahalas to answer from Rashi. And again, the second Rashi does sound a little bit like that. I think the other point that the Maharsha makes, I think one of the reasons why he wants to read Rashi this way, is that if Rashi says Moda Rabbi Yehuda Nilto Zech Chalko V'Chelek Achiv is really referring to the Pishnayim from the Av, it's a little bit like Mandekar Shmei, because the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are never, we don't see them, at least in this Gemara, arguing about the Pishnayim from the Av. So to say Moda Rabbi Yehuda to the Chachamim that you're going to get Pishnayim from the Av is a little bit strange if we don't already see the Chachamim anywhere explicitly saying that you're going to get Pishnayim from the Av. We'll see in a second, according to all the other interpretations of Rashi, that's what the Moda is referring to. Moda means that the Moda that you're going to get Pishnayim from the Av. But I think Marshall, I think, says that part of the reason why he's motivated to interpret Rashi this way is because we don't see in any other sense that the Chachamim hold that you get Pishnayim. The only thing we know the Chachamim get hold that in this Gemara is that the Yavam gets Nechasim from the Achamis. So now Moda Rabbi Yehuda to the Chachamim that you'll now get those Nechasim from the Achamis. That's how the Maharshal wants to interpret Rashi. So that's the first interpretation. There's another thing that comes out of this interpretation is that, as opposed to the other interpretations which we'll see in a second, it comes out that Bein Rabbi Yehuda Bein l'chachamim, the Yavam is going to get Pishnayim, at least within Rashi, from the Nechsei Ha'av. It's not dependent on Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Gemara is having a Din Rabbi Yehuda, but the Din Rabbi Yehuda is not about saying the Pishnayim, because that's the given. Everybody holds you get Pishnayim, because you're only b'makom the Achameis. The Din of the Gemara is about a subsequent extra portion, so therefore that's an important nekuda, that the Yamsha Shlomo takes this idea of Omer Bimkomo so far that even if the Ach Hameis didn't get anything to begin with, meaning the Av is Yorish, the Ach Hameis, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though the Yavam didn't get anything, he's still able to get Pishnayim later on because he's Omer Bimkomo, he takes his place, therefore he can still get the Pishnayim later on, even though he didn't get anything. He had none of the Nechasim of the Ach Hameis at the Shas Yibum. And all the Nechasim came later on. Still, it's okay, he still can get Pishnayim from the Yav. That's what comes out from this Mahalas. Okay, so that's the first Mahalas in terms of explaining / defending Rashi.
I just wanted to say, last week you said,
that's the Yamsha Shlomo's and the Orza Ruah's given in the Gemara, that Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein L'Chachamim. Yeah, even Rabbi Yehuda. That's the point, right? That's what I'm trying to emphasize. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Av is Yorish, nevertheless, still the Yavam will get Pishnayim from the Av later on as a Betoras Yavam because he's only been coming. Right? As we'll see, in contrast to the other one to two Mahalchim that we will present. Okay, so the next two Mahalchim are based on the Ritva's interpretation of Rashi. The Ritva tries to answer this question on Rashi by saying that you can't compare the two sugyas. He says that Rashi and our sugya on Daf Mem, Rashi and the sugya on Daf Mem is speaking only within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The whole deal of the Gemara, whether or not the Yavam is going to get Pishnayim from the Av, is the whole Shakta Batarya, the Maskan of the Gemara, that you don't get Pishnayim from the Av, it's only within Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chachamim, then the Yavam would get Pishnayim from the Av. That's what the Ritva says. And the sugya on Daf Chatzal is going according to the Chachamim, and that's what Rashi and Chatzal is explaining according to the Chachamim. He has a diuk in Rashi, which we discussed a second ago. The first Rashi says, "Av Hainami La'Acher Misa Zav Imeit Ha'Av La'Acher Guma Shozeh Moda Rabbi Yehuda Denotes Zechelko V'Zechelok Achiv," meaning that the deal in the Gemara is whether or not Rabbi Yehuda can be modest to the Chachamim that you get two chalakim. We're now in kapashtos, that means two chalakim from the Av. The other is going to get two chalakim from the Av. And the deal in the Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda modest to the Chachamim? I mean, the given is in our sugya is that of course the Chachamim holds you get two shnayim from the Nechasim of the Av because you're only b'mkavo. That's the and you got his Nechasim and you're only b'mkavo. The Din in the Gemara is, do we say this according to Rabbi Yehuda as well? So therefore, even if our this Gemara in Daf Mem concludes that the Yavam will not get Pishnayim, it's fine. It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, Nachatali, which Rashi was explaining, and that would also work with Rashi Al Torah, is also according to the Shita of the Chachamim. So the question is that I want to address is the following: if one sugya that seems to assume that the Yavam does get Pishnayim is going according to the Chachamim, and one sugya that says the Yavam does not get Pishnayim is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, what does that have to do with the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? All we know explicitly is that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda argue about who gets the nichsei ha'ach hames when the Av is still alive. Does the Av get the nechasim, or does the Yavam get the nechasim? What's the kesher between that machlokes and do the Yavam get Pishnayim if the ach hames, if the Av is still alive when the Av dies and then the Av dies subsequently? What's the relationship between those two machlokes? It seems that according to the Ritz, but they're arguing on both points. They're arguing both about who gets the nechasim at the Shas Yivam with the Av is still alive and whether or not the Yavam gets Pishnayim. What's the kesher between those two issues? And in this, that's where I wanted to present two more machlokes that maybe the same, maybe not the same. Just to analyze that, just to explain the question a little more, we just pointed out that within the Or Zarua, if you're only Bimkomo, so then it doesn't really make a difference whether it's Rabbi Yehuda or whether it's the Chachamim. It doesn't make a difference who gets the Nechasim at the Shas Yibum. Once the Yavam is only Bimkomo, he's only Bimkomo, then he's going to get the Pishnayim from the Yav no matter what. There's no limitations. Most likely Lo B'Roi. It doesn't make a difference who gets the Nechas. According to the Ritva, it depends. So we have to figure out exactly why. But the ability to get Pishnayim from the Av later on depends on whether or not the Yavam got the Nechasim of the Av Hamais. So what's the kesher? What's the relationship between these two ideas? Again, because in contrast to the Or Zarua, who thinks doesn't make a difference who gets the Nechasim of the Av Hamais. Either way, the Yavam is going to get the Pishnayim. That's the question I wanted to analyze. Okay, so the first Mahalach, I believe we're, again, since these two Mahalachim are similar, it's hard to tell exactly when people discuss it, hard to know exactly which way they're going, but I believe this is the Mahalach that Rav Yaffin, in his footnotes on the Ritva, he tries to explain the Ritva this way, and I think when he was discussing with Rosalie, I think he suggested this something like this also. I guess Rabbi will comment or correct me as I describe it, that really, Be'etzem, the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is Be'etzem about this point, this Guba, this Nekuda, whether or not the Yavam is going to be Yorish, whether the Yavam is the Torah's Yerusha, like the Ben of the Achameis, or whether he's only been called, that's the Machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that really what's going on here is a Din in Yerusha. So if it's a Din in Yerusha, so we're going to follow the normal protocols of Yerusha. So the Av is always codem to the Achim when it comes to Yerusha, so he gets first. Mimela, once the Av gets, so then there's no more room for the Yavam to get, because it's the Av already got the Nechasim. What rights does the Yavam have to get the Nechasim later on? What comes out according to this Mahalach is that even if in theory we were able to create such a Hechatimti that according to Rabbi, I'm presuming that if we were able to create such a Hechatimti that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yavam would get the Nechasim, he would get it purely the Torah Yerusha, and he would not get it in Torah only Bimkomo at all. So, but it's the Etzem is really the Din Yerusha, and that's why the Yavam gets the Nechasim, and that's why the Av gets the Nechasim first, because it's a function of Yerusha. Just to point out that this is slightly different than what we said in the Bahag, because in the Bahag we were saying that it's a Din Yerusha, so Mela, when the Yavam is Yorish to Ach Hamais, so there's limitations of the Muchlak V'lo B'Rawi, meaning it doesn't affect the fact that the Yerusha is the Torah's Yivam doesn't affect the Seder HaYerusha, meaning we still apply the normal rules of Yerusha to Yavam, and the Yavam is going to get the money. It's just a practice that you'll have limitations of the Muchlak V'lo B'Rawi. As opposed to within this Mahalach, within Rabbi Yehuda, it's so much a Din of Yerusha that we are undermining, we're subverting the whole process of Yerusha to Yavam. It becomes completely a Din Yerusha, and it goes to the Av first. It doesn't go to the Av at all because of the fact that it's a function of Yerusha. I just want to point out that according to this may be just to be magdir it a little more how the according to this Mahalach how the Yerusha works. There's a deal in the Achronim that if the Yavam is getting the nechasim, the Torah's yoresh, so is he yoresh as an ach, meaning he's an ach who takes precedence over all the other achim, he has the first rights as an ach, or is it b'torah's ben? He and the Lashon or the Ru, we saw that it's b'torah's ben. So therefore it makes sense that it's not going to change the order of the Yerusha at all. I mean, we will be able to, even Makam Av, the Yavam is still going to be able to get the money because he's a ben. And it's a new status of ben that the Torah is mechadish to the Yavam. According to this Mahalach, we're saying that the Yavam is getting the money b'torah's Yerusha, but it's only Yerusha Ta'ach. So therefore, b'makom sheyesh av, we know the achim are not yorish. We only upgraded the status vis-a-vis the other brothers. B'makom there's an av who precedes the other brothers, and it's not just him versus the brothers. So then the av will get first. The av will get the yerusha. So that's according to this mahal. In terms of the chachamim, so the Chachamim say that it's a dinin only bim komo, like we said before. The Chachamim don't really change. The Chachamim say it's a dinin only bim komo, and therefore the Yavam is going to get all the nechasim of the Achamis, and there's going to be no limitations of the Mokhlef Velo B'Rari. You can get even from the Av, there's going to be no limitations at all. So how do we read our Gemara according to this Mahalath? So we would have to read it is that when the Gemara is trying to figure out what's the reasoning for Rabbi Yehuda, so when the Gemara has a limud for Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is being mechadesh that the Av goes first. That's ki'ilu megale to us that the nature of the Yerusha Sayavam is one of Yerusha, not one of Omid and Komo. So Memela, we know that the Av is going to get. I mean, it comes out of the fact that the Av gets first. That's megale to us the nature of the Yerusha that is of the Yerusha Sayavam that it's going to be one of Yerusha and not one of Omid and Komo. What I wasn't sure about is according to this Mahalath, what exactly is the? It could be it's just for some external reason. What's the basis for the Havamina that the Yavam should get Pishnayim? Because if we already know that he's only a Yoresh and there's going to be limitations of to whatever extent he's not really doing anything vis-a-vis the brother. He's not really standing in his place at all. So what would be the basis to get Pishnayim from the Av? That I wasn't sure of. It could be it's just a Diras HaKasav. It's just some sort of external halacha that since he didn't get it before, but now he'll get the Pishnayim from the Av. That was the one Nekuda wasn't clear on according to this Mahalath. The other Mahalath I wanted to suggest in Rashi, and later Aaron and I saw that Rishmul says there's a similar, I think he's saying like this also, is the following. Perhaps we don't have to make the gap between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim so great. Meaning, maybe Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim both be'etzim agree to how Yerusha Sayavam works. It works the Torah. Let's say there's an Omid Bim Komo component to the Yerusha. So that explains the Chachamim. We understand why the Chachamim hold that the Yavam is going to get Pishnayim later on from the Yav, because again, it's Omid Bim Komo, etc. So what about Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, again, according to the Orza Ruah, it was so Omid Bim Komo that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yavam was going to get Pishnayim from the Yav. But according to this Mahalach, where we want to say that only according to the Chachamim is the Yavam going to get Pishnayim from the Yav, and not according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if you want to say Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally agrees with how the Yavam works, so why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you don't get Pishnayim from the Yav later on if the Etzim really is Omid Bim Komo? So again, if anybody has an idea slightly differently than this, I'd be curious to hear. And just to explain the other side, if we want to say that they agree, we can't say that they agree that it's purely Yerusha either, because then you have a problem within the Chachamim. Why does the Chachamim hold that there's no limitations of the Mukhlech Velo B'Rawi in that which the Yavam is getting from the Yav? So again, this is a little bit of a hard to explain, and again, it's definitely debatable, but I thought that it could be that according to Rashi, the mechanism for the transfer of the money may be one of Yerusha. However, the chalos, the status of the money, once it reaches the Yavam, is one of Omid Bim Komo. Once he gets the money, we view him as being the Malkom V'Achamis. But the mechanism is still of Yerusha. So how does this play out in this Machlokes? So the main Nekuda comes out within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, according to this Mahalach, in order to get Pishnayim from the Av, it has to come through being yorish in the chasam of the achamis. Once you're yorish in the chasam of the achamis, that gives you a right to subsequently get in the chasam from the av, to get the pishnayim from the av. However, in order to, so that there's no limitations of b'muchzak v'lo b'roi, in order to explain the chachamim why you get the pishnayim, you have to say that the kilu of chalos is going to be one of omi b'mkomo. It's going to create a status of omi b'mkomo through getting the nechasim. So in mele, there's going to be no limitations of b'muchzak v'lo b'roi because you're taking his place, and whatever he would have gotten, the yavam is going to get as well because he's taking the place of the achamis. So I thought that, again, it's not mukhrach on Rashi, but I personally think this is what Rashi means, because when Rashi says at the end, al shem achiv ksiv lo al shem aviv ksiv, the kevan de bishar shekam al shem achiv lo shakal su lo shakal. So since he didn't get at the time where he's taking the, where he was yorish the brother, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't get the nechasim of the brother, therefore he's not going to get the nechasim of the brother at all later on. Again, I thought the implication was that according to the chachamim, the ability to get the nechasim later on is a function of getting the nechasim at the Shas Mises Ha'ach. Only somebody who gets the nechasim at the Shas Mises Ha'ach can have the status of only b'mkomo in order to get the pishnayim from the Av later on. And that's why there's no limitations of the Muslach Lobaroi, because the status of the Yavam becomes one of only b'mkomo and kivu, you know, kivu huchai, but it's only a function of getting the nechasim. Meaning it's not a pure omi b'mkomo like the Orzarua said, because then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should have no limitations of the muchzak below the roi. But it's the result is still one of omi b'mkomo, and that's why it's dependent on getting the nechasim through the Yerusha. So the mila of this mahalak is, again, to me, I was more comfortable bringing Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim closer together, and it's the essence, they agree in terms of according to Rashi how the process works. They just disagree about a separate prat in terms of whether or not the Yavam is going to be able to get those nechasim that creates the process that sets off. It's the impetus for being able to attain the status of Omei Bimkom.
So according to the second, he doesn't get it because he's Omid Makomo, he's Omid Makomo because he gets it.
Right. Or it comes through getting, I mean, it comes through getting the nechasim, you become Omid.
The Torah is having the nechse ames, that's it.
That's what gives him into the status of Omid Makomo, right.
That's
really
a nothing, right?
So, well, the nothingness may be, again, these are theoretical nothingness, would be that within the Chachamim, if you had, let's say you had some Nafkamina that was dependent on, I'm sorry? If the Yavam had no Nechasim, if the Achamis had no Nechasim,
does it really create that status for him in general, or it only creates that status, I mean that status exists vis-a-vis?
Right, so in Achamim, if it only existed vis-a-vis the Chachamim, in Achamim there would be no Nafkamina between the two. Again, that's not easy to say that only creates it. Right, it's a bigger chiddush to say they would create vis-a-vis other things. And again, within the Chachamim, anyways, you're going to say that it's Omid B'mkomo, so to say that it's a function of, I mean, Omid B'mkomo Lagabe, the any Yerusha-related issues. So to say within the Chachamim is not as big of a deal. To say within Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Lamaisa, that you're not going to get the Nechasim, But let's say, let me just say what I was going to say in terms of nafkamina, then we could discuss that case of whether he has no nechasim. So one nafkamina in theory would be, according to the Chachamim, again, we'll see later on, if you had certain nafkaminas that were dependent on the mechanism being one of Yerusha, so then even within the Chachamim, if we're saying that the mechanism is one of Yerusha, as we'll get to later on, whatever those nafkaminas may be, they may apply even to the Chachamim, even though the result may be one of Omi B'mkomo, but the mechanism is one of Yerusha, so therefore Yerusha-type nafkaminas in terms of understanding Yerusha Sayavam that depend on understanding Yerusha Sayavam as being one of Yerusha may be applicable according to the Chachamim. And within Rabbi Yehuda, so if the Av is not alive, so in that case, everybody agrees that the Yavam is going to get the Nechasim of the Achameis, so can you say that there are Omi B'mkomo qualities to his bailus, so that's harder to say. Aaron and I were discussing maybe there would be a possibility, like for Meaning, there are certain nafkaminas, let's say, within Yerusha itself, which may be dependent on viewing the Yavam more as taking the place of the, of the Yorish as taking the place of the Morish. So therefore here, maybe those nafkaminas would be more applicable if we were able to view the Yavam as being, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, being Omei Bimkomo and as the end result. Like for example, there is a Tshuva, I remember who, has a question of whether the Yavam is Yoresh Srara from the Achames. So Srara is one example of something that may be more dependent on being Omei Bimkomo. Yosef pointed that Maharam Malcolm out to me, that Srara may be something that's more dependent on being Omei Bimkomo as opposed to anything else. So therefore, it could be even according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the case where he is Yoresh the Achames, maybe that would be some sort of ramification of the Yerusha for future purposes. And it's an interesting question. Is there any Chalos Yerusha if there are no Nechassim? So if you assume there's no Chalos Yerusha at all, there's no Nechassim, in Yechanani, maybe it would have future, I guess, big Chiddush, maybe it would have impact on the future Yerusha from the father. But again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Nachmina. According to the Chachamim, maybe there would be such, again, it's a big Chiddush to say that, such a thing, but...
But why? What you're saying what makes him Oyvaz and Koyva, I think what makes him Oyvaz is the fact that he was Yerush the brother, is that accurate?
Right, yes.
The fact that he's Oyvaz, like, Osimus Boyuz, and the fact that part of being Oyvaz the Koyva is that Yerush is not Koyva, you get it.
Right, but as opposed to...
You don't have that aspect, so then...
Right, as opposed to getting his money being an outgrowth of being Omei Bimkomo,
right.
It's that by getting his money,
Omei
Bimkomo
is an outgrowth of getting his money.
Right, at least Lagabe is in a Yerusha, meaning, I'm not saying this necessarily would apply to other Nafkaminas of Omei Bimkomo outside of Yerusha, but Lagabe, the future Nechassim of the Av, in order for me to be Yorish, the future Nechassim of the Av, even though they're only Rawi to the Av Hamez, That's the function of it being Omei Bimkomo, and that may be an outgrowth of the Yerusha.
So like the Torah had to get me these Nechassim somehow, so the Nela picked this Mahalas Yerusha, so once I'm in Yerusha, so then...
Right, exactly. Because Yerusha is the standard Mahalas for transfer of property from a dead person to a live person, but here it's slightly different because Yekilu have a different status once he has the Nechassim, he now has a different status. And now have the nafkaminas, let's say for the Av later on, because it's not just a pure Yerusha, now he's only Bimkomo, and he can even get that which is Rawi to the Av Hamez. That's what I want to suggest. Yeah, I think if you understand that when Rashi's explaining what doesn't work according to Rabbi Yehuda, the contrast would be what does work according to the Chachamim, then Rashi is saying that the rights to the Nechassim of the Av subsequently are a function of Yerusha of the Av Hamez. In order to say that you could be Yorish the Achamis, however, the demon of Muflach Lelova Roi won't apply, the only conclusion I was able to come to, given those assumptions, was to say that there is some sort of halos of Omei Bimkomo. Again, if there's another way to make all these facts fit together, I'd be open to it, just that was the sort of mehefrich where what I thought to say within Rashi. Okay, fine. So those are basically the three mahalchim in terms of answering this Gemara according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rashi, the first mahalchim is to say that there's no din of the Gemara at all about Pishnayim. The second two mahalchim are to assume that din is only within Rabbi Yehuda, and the din of Pishnayim are actually totally on the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, either because the Ikaron, they argue about how Yerusha Sayavim works, or because they agree how Yerusha Sayavim works, however the nature of Yerusha Sayavim is such that it depends on getting the Nechassim, so therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they don't get the Nechassim, therefore you won't be able to get the Pishnayim from the Av subsequently. According to the Chachamim, you do get the Nechassim, so that enables the Yavam to get Pishnayim from the Nechassim Ha'av subsequently. I wanted to discuss a couple of other areas related to, one is more sort of another sugya related to Yerusha Yavam, which may have maybe related to this question. I'm not sure I would necessarily say to Nafkamina, but definitely related to this question. And two, I think, are more Nafkamina type issues. Rafi, you have a question?
We have the Nafkamina, this meaning of Omei Bimkomo in general, but being mentioned for our
that was. I mean, outside of people. You're saying Yerusha in general? Or
no, but
Well, again, yeah, you're right. I mean, the main nafkamina is this issue of being yorish pishnayim from the av, and if you try to say that the Yehuda and the Chachamim are arguing about that, it's hard to say that would be a nafkamina in terms of whether or not Rebbe Yehuda holds this. The only other thing I was able to think of would be something like Svara or other less tangible types of Yerusha that may require a higher level of taking the place of the Right. I think Kamim Komo to get the other. I think Aaron mentioned that possibility, and I think Yosef. I know there are other possibilities. I guess Yosef he had other possible things. I think the Rebbe discussed this in Bava Basra.
So yeah, it's a list in the beginning.
Whatever. So whatever Nafkamina was like giving Bava Basra in terms
Bo
of.
Adam. There's a whole bunch of things.
Right. Okay.
Truma. Tumura. Also Tumura. Truma and Tumura. A whole bunch of things.
Could be.
And all those things, Rebbe would assume in general that I found it interesting. I mean, I wouldn't even know if get Rebbe or Rebbana. I mean, let's say someone who's a Zen usually in Yerusha Ben, do you have any indication? Is there any, like, I'm wondering if anyone, like, any Rishon discusses whether or not things are usually only given to Yerusha Ben. Does the Yavam get it? Does Rebbe have other guys any on that session?
You mean that aside from Rory Moksok, the
right,
parallels?
Right, yeah,
because
like I think like certain kind of Yerusha that only go to the Oben, like Zerara or Abedid, whatever, exactly. Things that at least only knows what Oben is, it's an interesting sound. Forget
right.
This discussion, just does the Yavin get that?
Right. I don't think there's evidence.
Right. And again, the words were used the Lashon of Habi Kabino. So, again, the question is how that goes ahead.
Like, or the Ruah, yeah, and the current, like, the Kum Tak, the Kum for sure, yeah, I just.
That was just okay, fine. So, the first Sugi I wanted to discuss, the Sugi and Ksubis, I tried to taste the Gemara here on the bottom of the sheet. Same sheet. So the Gemara in Ksubis has a very interesting case. The Gemara in Ksubis in Pei Alef and Beis is Ahu Gavra did not believe Bamba Bepumpadisa. So Bai Afa Lemitzla La Dekita Mine. So the brother said, "Well, I don't want you to do Yibum, so I'm going to give her a get just to pass the law, so you won't be able to do Yibum." So Amar Lei, my Daiseich Mishum Nefti, are you doing it because you want the Nechasim? Don't worry, I'll give you half the nechassim. You get the nechassim anyway. Don't pass the law. I want to be able to do yibum.
Game theory.
Sorry.
Game theory.
Game theory. Right. Well, the question is why do you want to do yibum? I guess Avshalom. But yeah, if you want to do the mitzvah, whatever. So Amar of Yosef, Kevon the Amar Rabbanan Lo Lizbin Avod of the Zavin Lo Hadis Minizin. So Rabbi Yosef says the sale is not a good sale. Why? The Gemara says that basically any time the Yavam gets nechassim from the Achameis, those nechassim are meshuba to the ksuba of the Yavama. So Mela, he can't sell those nechassim. He can keep them, he can buy karka, he can eat okoperos, but he can't sell those nechassim. And the Rebbe holds that the sale is not a valid sale. It's not valid because of the Shibud HaKetuba. So the question is, let's say we're not for the factor of the Shibud HaKetuba. But what gives the Yavam the right to sell his Nechassim? Through what mechanism can he sell the Nechassim even though he hasn't done Yibam yet? He's all made to do Yibam. Nothing has happened yet. But he's all made to do Yibam. And the Gemara says that the Yavam has the ability to, sounds like he has the ability to sell the Nechassim. The conclusion of the Gemara at the end of the Sugya is that the Gemara seems, at least according to certain Amarayim, to reject Rav Yosef and say, in Echanami, the sale would be a sale. So you have to figure out, by what mechanism, what gave him the ability to make that sale. So Rashi says, Afagav Zabin, Masha Asa Zesh, Shehis Naimo Lachotlo, that which the Yavam said to the Ach, that we'll split it, the Kanu Miyadu, they made a Kinyan, Hareyu Kemokher, it's a sale. So Rashi says that the Ach who's going to do Yibum has the ability to sell his Nechassim, even Kodem Yibum, to the other brother, to the Ach who's not going to do to the Yibum. So the Ran on this Gemara, I think it's Memo and Aleph without the Arif, the Ran asked the Rashi, it doesn't make any sense. The Yom doesn't have the Nechassim yet. He didn't do Yibum yet. He's like the Yorish can't sell his Nechassim before the father dies. So what gives him the right to sell his nechassim? Nothing happened yet. He didn't do yibum. He hasn't become a yorish. What gives him the ability to sell his nechassim? So the Ran says it must be the mechanism here is not one of mechira. The mechanism is the based on the Gemara a little bit later on at Tehillim Lamed Aleph that just like the Baal has the ability to be masne kodem nisuin, that he's mesalik himself from the nichsei ishto. He won't be yorish ishto. So too, the Yavam has the ability to be misalik himself from the nichsei ha'ach b'kodem the yibum. And this is the Ran, again, getting into the machlokas we showed him there, what exactly is the hagdara? When can somebody misalik himself from a certain Yerusha? Because we know that the Yorish does not have the ability to misalik himself from the Yerusha ta'av, because it's too much his. The nechassim already is. So the question is, what exactly is the factor? Why can he not do it? So Tosa, the question is deraisa versus derabanan. Anything deraisa, the yorish cannot be misalik himself. Yerusha ba'al, which is only derabanan, so then he can be misalik himself. But the Ran there on that top says no, not a function of deraisa versus derabanan. It's a function of to what extent is the nechassim or the nechassim really his. The question was that is it ba'al? So here Yerusha is the nechassim. He's only to get the nechassim at all times. But in this case, both by the ba'al and by the yavam, the Ran says that the nechassim are not his enough that he is able to be misalik himself from the nechassim. So machlokes in Rashi and the Ran whether does the yavam have the ability to sell the nechassim kodem yibum? Does he have the ability to sell to one of the achim his share kodem yibum? So the Ran seems to have a good question. Lechora, the Ran should be correct, and we should say davar shelo bali olam. He doesn't have the nechassim yet. He shouldn't have any rights to sell the nechassim yet. So what does Rashi hold? So there's two major mahalakim in the Achronim to answer up for Rashi. So the Hafla says a very interesting idea. He says that it's the equivalent. The case of the yavam du yibum is the equivalent of kone davar me'achshav al tanai. If somebody buys something me'achshav, that on the condition that it will be his if he fulfills a certain tanai, so then the Hafla says he has the ability to sell the item even before he fulfills the tanai. Once he fulfills the tanai, the item will be his lemafreya, and therefore the sale will be a good sale. So too, the yavam, since once he does yibum, the nechassim will be his lemafreya, the Hafla says, so memela he has the ability to sell it even now, because since it will be his lemafreya from the shas nisa ta'ach, so it's already kiyulig, all he has to do is the mekayim tanai in order for the nechassim to be his, and that gives him the ability to sell them. That's how the Hafla wants to explain Rashi, and he understands that that's like a full-fledged sale. He can sell these. All the nechassim he's going to get as yavam, he fully has the right to sell them because it's going to be his lemafreya. Part of the raya is that obviously, let's say if one of the other brothers were to have sold the nechassim, and then let's say Shimon were to sell the nechassim, and Reuben were to do yibum, so everybody would agree that once the nechassim go to Reuben, machmas the yibum, the sale that Shimon had would be lemafreya, not a good sale anymore, because lemafreya, all the nechassim, will go to Reuben, who did yibum. So through here, even when Reuben himself sells the nechassim, since lemafreya and nechassim are going to be his, he has the right to sell them even from now. That's what the Hafla says. The Ksos is discussing the ability of the first discussing the ability of the Bechor to be misalik himself from the Pishnayim, then he starts discussing the ability of the Yavam to be misalik himself from the Pishnayim, and he says that we see from this Ran that the Yavam can be misalik himself from the Yerusha that he's going to get from his Ah. So he says, okay, that's very good according to the Ran, but Rashi did not try to explain our Gemara off PC. Look, Rashi said it's Api Mechira. So how does the Mechira work? The Ran seems to have a good taina. It should be Davar Shalom Babiolam, or let's say Davar Sheino Bershuso, so he shouldn't have the right in order to sell it. So the Ksos quotes a very, it's a very clever shot in Rashi quotes it from his son, that really what the Yavam was selling was only his share that he would have gotten anyway as an Ach. Meaning the first Ach died, so the Nechassim are going to go to the other two brothers. So the Chelik he would have gotten anyway as an Ach, that he has the ability to sell. The second Ach, he doesn't have the right to sell. So that which he gave to the Yavam was that which he was going to get as an Ach. And that which she now gets in Yerusha, meaning the half that he gets to keep, is the other half that would have gone to the other brother. But he only has the ability to sell it, machmas, not like the haflah says that l'mafrei all the nechassim are his, but rather he has the ability to sell it, the Torah's nach as the yorish. So Rav Chanan discusses this discussion, this Rashi, Ran Stos, and so Rav Chanan says that why did Rashi not want to say why did the Ran not want to say like the Stos of Mahalath? So he says that the way the Ran must have understood is that when the Yavam does Yibum, it's similar to the Afla in some ways, but he completely erases all the history. It's the right happens right now, erases the entire history of whatever happened before. So therefore, any chusim he would have gotten as an ach, kodim chaluka, are non-existent anymore. He has nothing, he has no rights. And therefore, l'afreya, the matter is batel. Just like, as he pointed out, if one of the other brothers would have sold his share, and then one brother would do yibum, then obviously his sale is no good. So even the yavam himself, who sells it, nevertheless, the sale is no good because you have no rights to the nechassim, because it's only going to become yours later on as a function of the either it's going to become yours later on as a function of the yibum, or even if it became yours for now, it's a completely different bialos altogether in the nechassim. But pashas means it's going to become yours later on. So it seems like, just superficially, that there seems to be a machlokas here between, let's say, the way Rav Chanan understood the Ran and the way the Ksos understood Rashi, as to does the Yavam have the right to sell his half as an ach, kodem the evil. That which he would have gotten anyway as an ach, does he have the right to sell it?
Would his brother didn't die either, to sell what he would get from his father?
The brother who's the ach hames?
The ach hames. If he were alive, would he be able to sell it?
Right, but we're talking about the nechassim of the ach hames, that these two brothers, let's assume there's no father.
The boy, the young man, the ach hames, he didn't have
it
either. So he comes in
when you
come
up. Right, I'm not talking about right now the nechassim of the av. I'm talking about the nechassim that belong to the ach hames, the shaf misa. Right. And assuming, like Rav Rishonim, that the yorish can sell kodem chaluka, so therefore Rashi assumes that the yavam can sell his chelek hapasha. But as opposed to the Ran, who seems to be saying that no, there are no rights. He has no rights to sell his chelek hapasha. So again, this is not. I wouldn't call this like a nafkamina of our discussion. But I mean, it could be related in the sense that the so seems to view the second chelek that the yavam gets, meaning part two of his yerusha, as being sort of a continuation of that which he's already getting, the Torah's Ach. I mean, he's going to get a certain amount of money, the Torah's Ach, so once he does Yibam, we're keeping Moses a little bit more to him as a Yavam. So if you understand that again, it's not exactly a Nafkamina, but I think it's a related question, that if you understand that the rights of the Yavam to the Niftei Ha'achavet are a function of Yerusha, so therefore, I can understand better that, okay, he was going to get part of the Nechassim Machmas Yerusha. Now, let's see, like a Hemshech, he's going to get more Nechassim Machmas Yerusha also. The more you view that which is happening later on as something that's outside the normal boundaries of Yerusha, it's a completely new parsha of, even if you want to say it's like Yerusha Saben, or if it's a function of Omei Bumkomo, Kam Bumkomo, it's a completely new parsha. Therefore, you'd be more inclined to say, like the Ran, that whatever happens later on completely erases the entire history of what happened before, and therefore he would have no rights to sell even his chelek hapasha. Now, just as a side point, what we're suggesting now is that Rashi, this is the Ksos understood Rashi, is more of a din in Yerusha, and that's why he has the rights to sell the half he would have gotten anyway as an ach. And therefore, it's because that which he's getting later on is just a hemshech from that which he was getting before. So it doesn't fit exactly with what we were suggesting before in Rashi, that Rashi is more than an omei bumkomo. But again, it's not an exact tliya. I mean, you still could say within Rashi here that the second half is a continuation of the first half. However, he gets it for some other reason, like he gets it because he's only Mukomo, even though the first half was not only Mukomo. Ravaran Kutler, he has a long piece on the Rishas Yavam, so he says that even though, he says for Rashi within the Ktos, that even though you're getting the money for two different reasons, Ava Pichain, Schusim or Schusim. So once you have the rights to the money, Machamas, Acha Yoresh, even though later on your rights to the money may be some completely different factor, Ava Pichain, you have the rights to sell it now as an Acha Yoresh. Again, that would still allow one to say within Rashi that the actual, that even though, again, the question I was posing is that if,
I understand.
Yeah, well, so basically, even though earlier he had the Nechassim as an Acha Yoresh, and later on he has the Nechassim as
only,
a Yavam, as an Omi Yukombo. Right,
yeah.
but it's, you know, it's two different rights to the Nechassim, so...
Because they're not mutually exclusive?
Or that we don't differentiate between Bailos. I mean, Bailos is Bailos, and therefore why you have the Bailos shouldn't make a difference. Right?
I mean,
maybe I misunderstood what
no, I don't know. Either you have a Betoras, that's what you're saying, right? You have either Betoras this, or you have a Betoras.
Right,
that.
So...
Of course, of that, I mean...
But those are that.
Go on, I mean, it's not a question, how are you getting it?
Yeah, it's not a different person. In the same person.
Yeah, but you're a different person. In a way, you're getting it on a whole different basis, right? Unless you say that there are two dinim at the same time.
Right, okay, I think.
Unless you say, I think the only way to say that.
Right, so Rishmul says
that we
add.
Getting it for us, omeid b'makom, is not a stira to get.
Right, so Rishmul says that we add a second din to Yilu. That when you do Yilu, not only are you getting a b'toras ach, we plop on top of that that you're getting a b'toras yavam.
Yeah, no.
So, right,
Yilu,
that, right,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the way.
The Kovetz Yurim was assuming that it was a stira.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, I'm saying this is. An alternative to meaning to right,
right.
This would be an alternative.
So
to that, right.
This is not a way of saying it's a stira, but it's dina mamonis, so we don't care. It's a way of saying, it's a way of saying that it is a stira.
Meaning because they're going together.
The Ktos could say also that it's just not stira. He doesn't have to deny the second din.
Meaning they can coexist. What are you saying?
You could say there are two dina here. Here this b'toras yor. Usually it doesn't matter because the aspect of the Torah's Omid B'Mokom Ayavam is more ambitious and it's more, you know, it's of greater scope.
Broader, right.
But here, if there is a difference in terms of the ability to be Mocher in advance, then there would be that Afkina. But I think you have to say that there are.
There isn't a thing that you can have some sort of like continuous bilus, even if it's two different, if it's coming from two different places, but bilus is bilus.
Not if there's, I don't think.
Okay, why is there a thing there? I mean, they may be different, but what?
I mean, have a parallel question in Bechor, right? Whether Bechor can ever focus in on selling Dafka as Chelek HaPashut. Is there a Chelek HaPashut in Bechor? That seems to be a machlokes that we're shown into. I'm not saying you have to say it's a parallel question. It's not the same.
Uh-huh.
It could be machalik, but
you
could always say there are two dinim. There's, and that's not the same as saying there are two chalakim. You could say there are two chalakim. There's a chelik apashid and a chelik abuchar, or a chelik yavam and a chelik ach.
Uh-huh.
Or you could say that there aren't two portions, but there are two. But there's no stira between saying that both of these ideas are true. Just that usually one is enough, or one, you know, is sufficient. And now and then, you know, where there's enough kamina, you can evoke both.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, if they are mutually exclusive, I don't see how the mechanism of one can just translate into the other. That I don't understand. But
okay,
he doesn't say it.
I thought he said.
I'm just suggesting different ways to say it, which might be easier.
However, once he becomes the other, like the homemade from the come of his brother, so the brother has maybe a different reason why the brother is there. He's homemade from the come of here. The homemade from the come of is the same.
Both as a Yorish, as an Ach, and the Yorish as the Yavam,
yeah,
he would have
yeah.
had that to.
So even though it's two different things, his brother died, and he has it in two parts, but they're different than the two parts he had. So he has everything that the brother could get.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
right.
The brother can get, he only will come, whatever the brother can get, I'll get. It may be for two different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
you're saying a lot of things that are very difficult anyway.
Well, it goes also the thing you said before, I mean, the difference between the mechanism and the result. I mean, again, you have in broader Nachma, right, you have the Gemara at the end of Yeshachlin, you know, Anom mikol kavua da'aba kasino v'makom avua kamina. Which also is this kind of seems like mutually exclusive. As am I coming to Torah, the grandson of my the grandson of my grandfather, or am I the Torah, the son of my father, who's the son of my grandfather?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara has this idea that sometimes you can merge the two, you can get the best of both.
So is everything that's like a split between mechanism and
so A,
and
that might be a model. You have to look at it very carefully because we're trying to understand it in different ways. Again, way back in the Mishnah, they were talking about it a little bit in the beginning, I think, other people spoke about it a little more also. So that's a mechanism where you might say that the mechanism is one. You're looking for a model or something
right.
like that, where the mechanism is Yerusha, but the result is, or some sort of whatever. And I think it also goes to this point, which is, can you have two different perspectives going at the same time?
Uh-huh.
That's, can you be a son and a grandson at the same time?
So here you're an Ach and a Yavam at the same time.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Or is that? But again, I think the questions are parallel. Right, there might be good reason to be Mechalek, but I think that's something to look at for both of those issues.
There's two different mechanisms, you want to say.
Right.
Two different mechanisms.
Just like there, they say, Mikol Chavu Adab, the guy is going to say the father has the debt.
So
you don't want to go through the father because then you have to pay off his debt.
So
you say, I'm a grandson, but then you don't want to get through Roy and Muxak, so you say. So the question is, when can you do that?
I have two mechanisms, and each one has a different kind of mechanism. However, there's one overarching thing that I'm not
only from coma.
That I don't see from coma. Everything yet. He'll get it for a different kind of mechanism, I'll get it for a different kind of mechanism.
But underlying
thing. That's what I heard you before.
Right.
So I can think of a term.
Right.
Formula, which is very good. Two mechanisms, two mechanisms.
Right.
So
it makes
more sense.
So the last thing I was going to say for this to work with this Rashi is again it's not exactly a direct plea, but I'm saying if you want to understand the Rashi in general, understand that it's only been Komo.
What are you saying before, you mean?
I'm sorry. The question I asked before about
you mean whether or not it's that the more you say Bimakomo, the less you should be able to split up the parts.
Right, or the less we should view part two as being just an addition to part one if it's something new, right?
Because it's more integrated if it's difficult.
Right, exactly. Right. So that's just a third way to address that issue would be again what I was saying before, that if you understand that Rashi himself is not a pure only bimkomo, rather it has a Yerusha component to it. I mean, Yerusha, so there is a Yerusha mechanism in order to get to the result of only bimkomo. So then that would help a little bit in terms of being able to view the chelek hapashut and then the second chelek as being some sort of hemshech, one from the other, and therefore you could sell the chelek hapashut because you're getting that b'toros Yerusha anyways. It's just, even though the chalos may be different, it's sort of like the opposite of Rabbi Chalapa saying. Rabbi Chalapa saying that because the chalos is the same and the mechanisms are different, that may allow you to sell one half earlier. I'm saying maybe if the mechanisms are the same, even though the chalos may be different, that may also help you to sell one half of the other. So that was sort of like another nakamina of interpreting Rashi as not purely just only bimkomo, but only bimkomo that is novea from a
Is a derivative term.
I'm sorry?
It's a derivative term.
Perhaps a nafkamina of just understanding Rashi that way, of being of where Rashi is coming from. Okay, quickly two other shorter, hopefully, nafkaminas. This is more just outside that are, you know, these achronim bring more as straight nafkaminas in terms of this question of whether the Yerusha is a function of Omi Bin Komo, or is it a function of Yerusha, or is it a function of Yerusha Taben, or a function of Yerusha Taat. So Rav Favarsky in his Shir Mani Ramos has the following question. Let's say the Ach, before he dies, was manchil his nechasim to one of his brothers with the hanchal of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds that he could be manchil, the morish has the ability to be manchil his nechasim to one. I was lucky, I got to learn with Aaron. He helped me with this. So let's say the morish was manchil his nechasim the Torah of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. And then not that brother, but a different brother does Yibum. I mean that outside, and a different brother does Yibum. So then who gets it? Does the Yorish B'Torah Yochum and Broka get it? Or does the Acha Yavam, does he get the Nechazim? So if you say that Yibum works B'Torah's Omidum Komo, so I would say if it's Omidum Komo, you're subverting, you're going around the entire Yerusha process. This is it's just a different track. There's nothing to do with Yerusha, so you can bypass any Yerusha details that would have happened anyways because of Yochum and Broka, that you're changing the Yerusha. You can sort of bypass that, the only Bim Komo, and the Yavam will get the Nechasim. If the Yavam is going to get the Nechasim, the Torah, Yerusha, so then that may depend on how Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's Yerusha works. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is sort of like the Shonim Lashonim from Rishonim, that I skimmed Aaron's article last night for this purpose, but if it's like the Torah's Matana, that the Torah's Mechadish v'yom ha'chilos panav, that the Ad can sort of Torah's Matana give it, so therefore that may supersede any Yerusha, because all we're doing is manipulating Yerusha B'Torah Zibum, and therefore if Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is sort of overriding Yerusha, so then L'chol we would give it to the Manchil B'Torah Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. If we understand that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is changing the Seder HaYerusha, so then it becomes a little bit more complicated. If the Yavam is becoming to you like a Ben, so then maybe he would be a Ben vis-a-vis the Achim, even though all the Yochanan ben Broka is doing is picking one Ach over the other Achim. But if the Yavam is like the Lashon of the Or Zeruah, that these Kibno Shelha Achameis, so therefore maybe he would be Q like the Ben preceding the Ach. Again, that you could see
the word of Nachala, maybe the most important word in the Hebrew thing, says Nachala. Right? So that word Nachala means what you're saying. It makes him like a Ben. The closer it goes out of its way, it says it's a Nachla, so it's not like every other Nachla in that family. So to that regard, the word Nachla could be like a Ben. What you're saying, I'm not
saying that. Right, okay, so if they're both Dinim and Yerusha, so then you sort of have to weigh. Maybe both of them make the other like, both of them make the Yorish like a Ben, maybe one makes him like an Ach, one makes him like a Ben. You have to sort of play with all the possibilities. But either way, this would be depend very much on how you understand Yerusha Yavam. The final point, which was
depend on the Hafla, means that you mentioned the Hafla says that
whether it's the Mafreya or not.
Mafreya,
so you're saying if it's the Mafreya,
well,
no, because
it's not the Mafreya, meaning if the Yavam.
So then you missed out. You're saying because the Ach already was Yorish Tosh Yochum and Broka.
Yeah.
But I mean, not for sure, because I would assume that. You could say even if you hold a Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, even if there was a Hanchala here, just like in a normal case, you would say the Nechasim are somewhat, let's say, Tzluyim Ve'omdin, until we see if one of the brothers does Hebrew or one of those brothers does Chalitza. Even within Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, you could still say that the Nechasim are Tzluyim Ve'omdin, and therefore nothing can actually happen until there's a Yibum or Chalitza decision.
Yeah,
but yeah, right. Without
anyone else who talks explicitly about that.
There's discussion amongst the Hafla.
No, what's
the Rafi? How does he Machriya? So again, he went through all the studies. I don't remember, he tried to Machriya within the lumdus of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and I don't remember exactly how he's Machriya, but based on that Hafra, he tried to answer the challenge. I don't remember exactly how he answered, but it's on Dan Daflam and Vav, I think, in his Shur Mani
Vav. I don't understand that if it's been Yerusha.
If what is Midin Yerusha? The Yibum?
And Yibum
is Midin Yerusha, so then...
Right, so then what's the thought that it should go not to the Yavam?
Because if Yavam is only Kiyu like Ach bin Ha'achim, meaning if the mechanism of Yerusha to Yavam is that he's the main Ach and he gets it with Torah's Ach, if the mechanism of Yochum is also that he's the main Ach and he gets it he gets instead of all the achim, so then it would be kompita achim. Or if the real chum is even further, that kibul gives him the status of a ben bein ha'achim, it bumps him up one level in the Yerusha chain. So then again,
I think
does it apply to Yerusha Tafa only to you to Ben Ben Abani, you're saying?
No.
I'm saying even if they're all equal, I mean, they're all Achim, you're one sort of goes to the next level of that's why you have to declare both in this Shaila and in the Yerusha and Broka Shaila in order to be mafia that. Okay, the last Nikuda, which is actually it comes out that a lot of the Nikudos are related, is an article by Rabbi Dr. Mordechai Halperin, a famous article, David Shalom is a very famous article, that he wrote about with the following Shaila. We know the Nod Yehuda, as Yossi mentioned in the Chabur last week, Nod Yehuda has a big chiddush that if the Haklata Hazara takes place after the Misa, so then there still would be a Yibum. Even though there's a Ben, there's a Vlad, but since there was no Hakvata Sazera at the Shas Misa, so that Ben would not be Koter Miyibum. So what happened, sort of says that Tazkamas HaAchronim is against the Nod Yehuda. We don't hold like the Nod Yehuda. However, he asked the following Shaita. He says, let's say the child was born through some sort of artificial insemination or IVF completely after the Misa Ta'av. The Av is not alive anymore. And they through whatever artificial means, they're molded a child. So he assumes, he makes two assumptions. Number one, he assumes that for sure, since at the Shas Misa, there was no child even conceived, so therefore for sure there would be no Yibum, meaning sort of an easier application of the Nod Yehuda. And he also assumes there would be Yibum, because there was no child at all at the Shas. There would be Yibum because there was no child. And he also makes the assumption that through these artificial insemination or through IVF, the child is mistakes after the father 100%, even Lagabe Yerusha. Those are the two assumptions he makes. So now I have a Ben Hayoresh and I have a Yavam. Right? It's basically the Nod Yehuda, just even if we don't like the Nod Yehuda, this is a more Muskan application of that idea. So how would you deal with
George,
it?
You're not from
I'm sorry.
Even though the IVF had not from
yes.
So yours.
Because the Ben is Mizrachi Sakharov. That's what he assumes. The Ben. Yeah, that you can debate also. But those are the two assumptions.
Zera the father.
Zera the father. Yes. Zera the father, and therefore it's the child of the father, and therefore he's Mizrachi Sakharov Legabe Yuchsin and Mizrachi Sakharov Legabe Nachala. However, he would not be poter mi'ivam. So now I have, so let's say the Akhtar is evil. So I have a Yavam, and I have a Ben. So who's Yorish? So again, so it's similar, they're similar to what we asked in the real and the broken question.
That's a question that would be too tight, I'm sure.
I'm sorry?
It would be too tight, two lawyers. The whole question, that's exactly the thing, I don't know who, you know.
So Dr. Halpern makes the same, very similar cheshbonos to what we made in the Reuel from the Broca case. Makes very similar cheshbonos here. He says if you understand that Yerusha Sayavam is completely omi vimkomo, it's bypassing, undermining the entire parsha of Yerusha altogether. So then it's mistader that the Yavam would be the Yorish. So what shaychus to the Ben? If you understand, let's take the other extreme, that the Yavam is Yorish v'Torah Yerusha. But it's only like an ach, let's say. He's an ach bin ha'achim, he has first dibs, which again, that's not how the Or Zeruah describes the possibility of Yerusha. But there are Achronim who present this possibility, and it came up earlier, maybe if you understand a certain way to understand review that we suggested, would be this way. So then, seemingly, you would have a ben versus an ach, and then you would give precedence to the ben. Well, in theory, the child could have been born before the Yibum. The Chor, you would ask the same.
If you waited a year to do Yibum.
Right, and the child was born in the meanwhile, in theory, you could ask that question.
The Ben
right, I mean, or the Ben Zoch, I mean, you would hard to say the Ben would be Zoch. You're right, that's not me. It's a good point that if the Yibum took place first, it would be hard to say that the Ben has rights to the Nechasim. Right, they didn't do it right away, and the Ben was born, and then the Yavam.
There was no Yibum until afterwards.
there was no I think you may be able to ask the question the other way.
Well,
also,
well, maybe she was already conceived, but he didn't come out yet.
Right, if she's Mubarak, then you could ask. You probably could ask in that theory also. Okay, but let's just take a simpler theory that the Ben was born first, and then but still she's Omedes Yibam, and then the Yibam the Yibam. So if Yerusha Sayavam is completely something new, so then the Chori would precede. If Yerusha Sayavam, the other extreme, is like Achvin Ha'achvin, so the Chori, you would say the Ben would go first. Now the more complicated case is according to Or Zeruah, that says the Yavam is Yoresh, but to you, like he's a Ben to the Achameis, so now the Chora, I have two Ben in here. So you can suggest all the different possibilities. Maybe it would be Yafoku as two sons. Maybe he suggests maybe the Yavam would get Pishnayim as Yavam, because Yavam gets like a Bechor, he gets Pishnayim, which is very Mechudosh. He quotes somebody in one of the footnotes who thought that I probably mind Tia as well, that it would be only one. I don't know which one, but you would have to be Machriya between the two of them. I don't know how you'd be Machriya. How you'll be Mafriya. He says maybe you'll be a stick of Dino, you would say Yachloku. He goes through all the possibilities.
It's very strange that he said that, oh, Ruskam, that in this case, one of the times the Yachon had another good is how could it be that there's a Ben Hayoresh and a Yavam?
Okay, so he discusses different interpretations of the Karen Orah. Maybe that's not what the. Okay, yeah. So this is not the Muslim Bacol. But if you interpret the Karen Ora as having that objection, maybe the Karen Ora would also object to this case. However, this is definitely more Muslim than the Noz Behuda case. It's easier to say that there would be no Yibum here in this case. Somebody posed an interesting question, just to throw into the mix. Let's say there was a frozen fetus at the time when he died. So.
No,
she's in a dish. It's frozen. No. I mean, they did artificial insemination. They took his zera and her egg, they inseminated it. They froze it, and then which is, I'm sure, done all the time. And then he died. It's just an interesting another way to ask the question as to would be there is quote unquote some vlad in the, you know. A question of what's the status of the embryo? Do you view embryos as being a vlad, or do you not view embryos as being a vlad? It can ask all those questions. Just an interesting twist on. I didn't read through the whole article. I didn't see Halpern addressing this nekuda, but whether or not there would be a Zika Yibam in such a case, whether that quote unquote vlad would be posted or not, and whatever. And you could ask if she if they did insert the embryo, if they didn't insert the embryo. Just an interesting question. Yes, David.
Was he
Mesupak? Maybe he was just Mesupak as to what to do. Or is he like passing?
There was, and then it will be also a Reddit to get there from.
Even if there's a 5 years later, then it's a 5 years later.